Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
It is. All right, guys, greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast, Friday edition. I got some haircut, Charlie. No, I need to go see Amanda Bellinger at the Lost Arts Barber Shop. I'll have to make that appointment this weekend. So I got a lot. I do have some personal stuff to talk about. I got some pretty good stories to talk about as well. It's a Friday night. I want to have fun. So Friday night, I know it's hackish. I know it's morning zoo type content, but if you want to ask me any question about my week, you want to ask any question about my radio career or in the shows that I worked with, I will be taking those in the chat room. And if you would like to call in and ask me the question in person, you can easily do that. 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. Fish on J. I'm sober. I smoke weed. And I really do not, I don't have a problem. You know, a lot of people, whenever I first stopped drinking and stuff, they were all like, "Oh, Tuttle, you're still not sober because you're smoking weed." I don't think that it, and I'm not trying to be any of these hippie tree huggers or anything like that, but I just don't find weed, like, I think I can smoke weed and still consider myself sober. I think I could do the same thing about mushrooms. Iggy T checking in. Jamie O. Hey, Tuttle. Hope you had a good day. Yeah, it's been an okay weekend. See, I don't understand why Vulture is giving me a hard time about the hair now. Now that you said something.
What is it? Because I didn't, like,
I just thought I would go with the natural look with my hair tonight. I'm sorry. It might be a little crazy. It might be all over the place, but I got good, thick, long hair. I can grow long hair. I have had long hair a couple of times in my life. I mean, I've had it almost middle of my shoulder blades. So I got gray hair. Not gray, great hair. I don't know of anybody, man or woman, on my dad's side or my mom's side that didn't have hair until the day they died. Thank God I got at least one thing. I got good hair. Not so much on what the hair is attached to, because it's big. And think about this. I have a humongous head. A lot of people don't realize this. I, in high school, 7 5/8, starting out in high school, I was 7 5/8, and then I was 7 7/8, and now an eight size measurement for a hat is what I wear now. So imagine how much more hair that I gotta have on my big ass head. You would think, like, oh, he's got a big head. It's going to be all thinned out and everything because He's just got more coverage. Garth Brooks says, you do have a nice set of hair. Thank you. Fish on J, mine is close to the middle of my back. You'd look good with long hair cut. No homo. Yeah, Tuttle Mark. Tuttle Mark cheered 45 bits. Thank you, Tuttle Mark. You guys can all do that. You guys can all, if you want to donate and help out the cause. I mean, I do have this kick-ass job right now, and that's going well, and I'm hustling my ass off. But, I mean, it's kind of cool to get paid for, you know, like, what you do for a living. You guys can super chat on YouTube. You can cheer bits on Twitch. You can also subscribe. If you subscribe to my channel, I mean, that helps me out as well, too. Paid subscription. So if you guys want to do that on Twitch, that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. And I need to talk to Vulture because I do get a, hold on, my hair doesn't look, that's much better. I'm trying to get my hair to look as crazy as it can. But I get a lot of people that are watching on Facebook. Can't people now get paid on Facebook? I thought that you could get paid on Facebook. Hey, Fish on J. Fish on J, like, you're buying bait and tackle because you helped me out last week. So I'm going to save that money for when me, you, and Vulture go surf fishing, okay? I think we're like on $33, $30 right now, because you threw me a 20 spot last week and then 10 today. Thanks for priming it. Oh, I forgot. I need to talk to Vulture about this. I didn't get paid. I did not get paid from two of my streaming platforms last month. I don't know. I need to get an update on that. Tommy Largo, hey Tuttle, if you get more than $600 in payment in a year on any platform, you now get taxed 30%. Okay, take it. Take it. Take the 30%. I mean, everything that I make off of my shows and streaming and everything, that's all bonus. What is, on average, I make, well, I know I make more than $600 in a year, so that's fine. I mean, that's more than fine. And if you guys don't want to, like, if you want to donate and you don't want to do it on any of this stuff, you can do it paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. That's paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. So I wanted to talk about this a little bit. And, you know, me talking about my hair being down around my shoulder blades. You know, when you get in your 40s, I mean, you will pick up little nagging injuries and stuff. And I'm exercising every single day. I stretch. First thing I get up and do is I drink 2 glasses of water before I do anything. And then I've been trying to wait as long as I can to eat in the morning. I'm trying to do this intermittent fasting stuff. I'm doing that. I'm seeing results. But this new job, I'm constantly on my computer. And this is the same, where I work is where I'm at right now doing this show. So I'm kind of looking down. I either want to, and I would like to hear from any of you people in the chat room, or you can call me 407-270-3044. I know some people that have stand-up desks. And that would really not bother me. It really wasn't. Most of the jobs I've ever done, I'm on my feet all day. First radio station I ever worked at, WKRO, in Daytona Beach, stand-up board. So you had to stand while you were doing the show. So I have the worst pain right between my shoulder blades. That's the other thing. The worst mistake that you can do if you have anxiety and mental issues is to go on, WebMD or whatever and put in your symptoms, because it all leads to heart attack, cancer, AIDS, whatever it may be. But it's for me looking down like this. Poor posture. Anytime I take a deep breath today, because I've had broken ribs, it does feel like that. It does feel, because I've had broken ribs before. And that's why, when I take a deep breath, I can feel it right in my back, the muscle area. It's really, 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 it just sucks. But I've been working it out. So I got to get better with my posture and stuff. Tommy Largo, used to barely get WKRO tuned in on radio in Orlando, only sometimes. Seemed like a cool station. It was. That station played all the 90s alternative rock, plus the new stuff, plus some of the older stuff. They would play Guns N' Roses every once in a while. It was an amazing alternative rock station. 93.1 The Crow. It was great. I loved it. Fish on Jay. I have a good Asian massage at South Daytona that will fix you up real good. LOL. Okay. Fish on Jay, can you give me a referral? Because I'm down for that. I am. I would love to do that. Also, with this whole economy, the inflation and everything that's going on, I've been buying a lot of store brand stuff. I would like to hear from you guys, because we all do a lot of shopping and stuff. I would like to hear from you, like, are there any items where it does not matter if you are buying store brand stuff? Because sometimes people prefer the store brand stuff. I usually can't tell a difference. But I take Tums. I take Tums because I do get an upset stomach from my anxiety and I get heartburn. So I take those. And I accidentally bought the tropical fruit one. And it has pineapple and a lot of banana. And it got me to thinking, and I know I'm not stumbling upon something that is new. I know a lot of people have probably asked this before, but with all the scientific advancements we've made, all the advancements we've made in culinary and food, why can they never get banana, artificial banana flavoring is never. It's close. It is close. But artificial banana flavoring, it's off a hair. They just cannot get it right. And I did some research, and I'm going to play this video that I had found. And it kind of makes sense. Twisted Movies. Some things I prefer specific brands, but for the most part, store brands are the same shit, just repackaged. The Weakest Link. Target store brands are pretty good, better than Walmart. Yeah, I would definitely have to agree with that. Is there any other artificial flavoring that you guys don't like? Hell yeah. David Rivera coming in with the super sticker. Give me $20. Thank you, David. Thank you. And if you guys don't want to help out, you don't want to donate money to the cause, hit that thumbs up button on YouTube and Facebook. Give it a liking on Twitter because of the stream. Wherever you're listening, give it a favorite because it does help me out. So thank you, David. But like banana is the one flavor that they just cannot seem to get right. And it kind of makes sense now after kind of doing a little bit of research on this. And I found this video and a lot of it does make sense.
The humble banana, healthy snack, classic joke, and one of the most popular fruit in the world. Second only to the tomato.
And the only reason I picked this video is because the guy's got a British accent. And they always seem like they know more about what they're talking about. Don't they? Don't British people just sound a little bit more credible sometimes? Even though it can be complete bullshit, you believe them more.
Tomato. But no one ever asks for a tomato milkshake. The banana milkshake, on the other hand, is a cool, creamy...
I love tomato soup, though. Tomato soup. Now, I'm not talking about homemade. I'm talking that Campbell's tomato soup. There's not... I know we don't get much of a winter here in Florida. Hey, Amy. Yeah. Amy, how are you? But they just can't get the banana flavoring right. And there's so many other flavors. They're off a little bit, but this is the one that everybody... Am I the only one? I haven't seen any comments kind of backing me up on this. Now I'm starting to think that I'm just a little crazy.
Amy, delicious beverage. That, if it's made with artificial banana flavoring, doesn't really taste like a banana at all. Why does banana flavoring taste so different to a real banana? Well, how natural...
The way the Brits say banana, banana, banana.
What are real bananas? Not very. Humans have been cultivating and genetically engineering bananas since about 5000 BC in Papua...
Of course. You know, like, I don't understand why humans think that, especially if you're religious and stuff. Oh, yeah, we can make the banana better than God did. Isn't that kind of blasphemy and stuff for you?
In New Guinea, when they were small and full of seeds.
Oh, dude, could you imagine eating a banana that has a bunch of seeds in it? I know a lot of people buy the seedless watermelons. If you do that, you're a pretentious asshole. If you buy seedless watermelons, I'm sorry. Maybe it's just because I'm a southern gentleman. I know a lot of you guys got a big laugh out of that, but I'm just saying, if you can't eat a watermelon, it's got seeds in it. Yeah, I don't know how much I can trust you. Now, see, that's the other thing. Wait, hold up. I thought you had written garlic parmesan chips, but you said garlic plantain? Tommy, you gotta be joking, right? I like sweet and savory. I love sweet and savory. I absolutely love sweet and savory. But I just don't know if garlic and banana. I did this last year on the live stream that I used to do on YouTube and stuff. I tried watermelon and mustard. You guys think that I'm trolling you, but I'm not. Watermelon and mustard. Guys, don't knock it until you try it, because I'm telling you right now, watermelon and mustard. And I know, like, if Bubba the Love Sponge, by the way, Bubba, if you ever want to get real heat with Bubba, like if you want to just piss Bubba off, mustard. He does not even like looking at a mustard bottle. And I just don't get it. Mustard, okay, I'm sorry. The only way to eat a hot dog, American style, mustard and relish. Now, I do like the Chicago-style hot dog. The Chicago-style hot dog, when I was up in Chicago, I had my first Chicago-style hot dog in front of the Fields Museum, right across the street from Soldier Field. And the Chicago hot dog, it is an experience, especially if you can eat one of them in Chicago. Now, when I was in Chicago, I did realize that Chicago-style deep dish pizza is not pizza. Chicago deep dish pizza is not pizza. It's a bread lasagna. Chicago deep dish, it's shit. It is absolutely horrible. It's not pizza. And I hate to admit this, if you want what real pizza is, New York style. Big, thin. It has to have a crisp on the outside and a little doughy for me in the middle. That's the way I like my crust. Chicago deep dish pizza, it's not pizza. It's mother effing lasagna. It is. Amy, bananas go with a lot of things like pizza. No, sorry. Fruit does not have any business being on a pizza. Pineapple, I will absolutely judge you. I will judge you if you put pineapple on a pizza. Get the fuck out of here with that. Twisted Movie says blasphemy. You got to be talking about the Chicago deep dish. She also says it's a different style pizza. We can't be friends anymore. Okay. All right. So I will say that I liked it. I liked it, but it's not pizza. I can say that. Deep dish is not pizza. It is. It's not pizza. So what I'm trying to say is that it's a different thing. It's not pizza. Sorry. And Fish on Jay, you're right. There's something. I remember the first time I went up to New York and I was visiting Ron and Fez that I had a dirty water dog. Get a dirty dog right there. But if you're not eating a Chicago-style hot dog, I really, really think that you should only get mustard and relish on it. Unless you're having a chili dog, then you get chili and cheese and stuff. But that's a different genre. And then some people like sauerkraut. That's a different genre because that's definitely different. But if you're just getting a hot dog from a stand, mustard and relish. I'm just saying. That's the way that it should be. Tommy Largo, I'll start trying relish next time. I have a hot dog. Usually it's yellow, mustard, and onions for me. Now, I completely forgot about onion. See, the hot dog is very versatile. Now I'm taken back. I'm just saying the most popular way to eat a hot dog is mustard and relish. I got a phone call coming in. Let's see who this is. Tuttle Daily Podcast. Who is this? Hello?
Hey, it's Fish, brother.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, hey, Pat, what's up? It's Fish.
Yeah, I know. All right, man. Can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you good.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, as you know, as you know, you've seen me.
Mm-hmm.
I've had my field trip of hot dogs.
But you're from New York.
Irritates me. Yes. Yes. And the one thing that irritates me the most, I don't know, it's dumb, but when I see adults put ketchup on a hot dog.
I think that's blasphemy. Ketchup is meant for hamburgers. It matches better with the beef. If you're getting a hot dog, as a little kid, that's what your parents would put on your hot dog and stuff. You didn't know any better. But I just hate the mixture of ketchup and a hot dog together. It belongs with mustard and relish, and I'll even go as far as onions.
You know what? That's what I used to do in Coney Island. As a kid, I wiped that out. That ketchup crap, gone real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I always had my hot dog with spicy brown mustard.
I mean, you could even go spicy. Spicy is there, but some people just like the regular mustard.
Yep, regular, sauerkraut, mm-hmm. and like you said, relish. Nice. Relish and sprinkle a little bit of raw onions on there, and that's it. That's like the perfect hot dog right there.
I mean, I can see, because I'm a texture eater as well too, and they get the raw onions have got to be crispy. They can't be old and soggy. Like the crunch of the onions and the relish, and then you got a little bit of but I also put sauerkraut in a different like genre of it though, like. You got your chili cheese hot dog that is a genre of its own, I think, right?
Yeah, it is.
You don't put any condiments on that. You just, if you get a chili cheese dog, it's just chili and cheese, right?
Yeah, and then, one thing only, onions. But they have to be, they got to be cooked.
Yeah. No, I can't eat raw. I cannot. I know it sounds weird. I cannot eat cooked onions. I do not like the texture of cooked onions.
You like them raw?
Yeah, I do. I like the crunch. I know it sounds weird.
I'm with. No. It's not weird at all, because there's a lot of times when I take my lunch and I'll head over to the greatest of white trash racetrack in mm-hmm. Volusia County. And I will get me a hot dog from there, and the onions are raw and they're nice and crunchy.
Oh no, I'm a big texture eater. It's gotta feel good. I know somebody's gonna pull this audio, but it's gotta feel good in my mouth for me to like it. I'm sorry. It's gotta feel good in my mouth for me to like. If it's slimy and stuff. But also the other weird thing is I'll eat the F out of some oysters, and those are slimy as hell.
I need that as a text and notification. It feels good in your mouth.
I knew, but I mean, I'm just a weird eater. But is there any other artificial flavorings you don't like, Fish on J? You know, when they always try to do the artificial flavoring.
You know what? Artificial flavoring, man, it really ruins food. Especially sometimes it can actually make me sick sometimes.
Yeah. But they just don't seem to get the banana right. And I'm sorry, I don't even know. Where did they get licorice from? Because I cannot eat black licorice. And I don't even like the red Twizzlers, but like, what do they get licorice from anything, or is licorice just made up?
Oh my God. Licorice is from the depths of the deepest of hell. If there is one, I cannot stand the sight of licorice, the smell. I can't do anything with it. Twizzler, that's pushing it. But a licorice, you know, I've never looked up in my entire life how a licorice is made. And just like mushrooms, I want it to stay away from me.
Yeah. Well, all right, Fish on Jay. Let's I'll give you a call here over the weekend so we can make plans in the future. I've been busy with this new job. Just slammed.
No. Yeah, no problem. Get with Vulture and see what his schedule is. If you want, you can have him call me too. And we'll set something up as early as for next month. If the schedule is busy.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right, you too. See
ya. All right, man. All right, so let me play the rest of this.
The banana we eat at the moment, the Cavendish banana, isn't the banana we've always eaten.
So we're eating Cavendish bananas right now.
From the 1830s, the most popular banana variety was the Gros Michel.
The Gros Michel.
Big Mike, if you will.
Oh, the Big Mike banana.
I won't. The main chemical in banana flavoring is isoamyl acetate, and the Gros Michel is chock-a-block of that gorgeous banana-flavored chemical. And as the myth goes, it is the Gros Michel that artificial banana flavoring mimics. As bananas became more popular, the Gros Michel was being engineered for uniformity.
Big Mike was growing.
But its genetic monotony became its downfall. A fungus called Panama disease had developed a resistance to fungicide. And by the 1950s...
So what, it's like banana gonorrhea? Are female bananas arguing with male bananas like... Oh, I know you didn't bring Panama disease into my household. We got these little bananas, and now you're going to bring this Panama disease in here.
50s, it had forced the Gros Michel to the brink of extinction. The Cavendish banana was then genetically engineered to be resistant to the disease, and up until now, it's worked. But a new strain of Panama disease has been found to infect the Cavendish.
Well, banana AIDS. So you're telling me banana AIDS is why you can't get a halfway decent artificial banana flavoring. Banana AIDS.
Because of the banana's genetic monotony, if the disease learns how to infect one banana, it can infect them all. The Cavendish could face extinction. But scientists are currently genetically modifying the Cavendish to make it more resistant to Panama disease. And
yeah, we're going to mess around. You know how we get all these diseases, these zoonotical diseases and stuff? We're going to start getting fruit diseases. We're going to have a banana type coronavirus type deal on our hands.
And in case that doesn't work, they're also working to engineer completely new species of bananas, which will hopefully taste...
I'll answer your question.
Banana-y.
Granny loves getting banned. All right, so I don't know. I know it might be stupid. I know it might be like I'm trying to be like Seinfeld talking about this. Granny loves getting banned. Tuttle, do you know who Rube Waddle is? No, I don't, but from your thing, he was a baseball player. If he was a pitcher, I'm going to look that up. Thank you for sharing. Granny loves getting banned. I got some really interesting stories here. This was not Florida. I know a lot of people might think it is, but it's not. They dropped a shit ton of cow intestines in the middle of the road. Cuckoo. Sorry. It's cow intestines. I mean, I don't know. But man, oh man. Look at the girl in the yellow dress. Holy crap. I would love to know what her measurements are, because she's skinny, got a big, see, I don't even know what they call the women's. I'm just, hip to waist ratio is, you know, for as skinny as she is, but I mean, she's top heavy.
We've seen all kinds of stuff on Houston roads, but a mess left behind in one Houston neighborhood has nearby residents holding their breath.
Yeah, Mia, the stench is...
Mia. What up, Mia? Mia looking like some fine ass, but I can't say that. You know, like... Okay, you guys will get it when I, why I stop myself. Sorry.
It's so bad, people tell us. It's indescribable. Xavier Walton was there. City workers were cleaning it all up. And we want to warn you, this was pretty disgusting.
One Mia.
I mean, Mia. Come, hold on. I got to go back to the beginning of that. Mia, Mia, Mia. Mama Mia.
One Mia. It's pretty gross. City workers say it was actually cow intestines.
Wow, this dude is so over the top. And I'm not going to say anything bad about him. Because guess what? We all know that the news is absolutely boring. And I want a guy coming in like this. Yes, Mia, we got a bunch of cow intestines on University Drive. I want my reporters to be over the top animated. I want it to be like a Macho Man Randy Savage wrestling promo.
Cow intestines. Now it's just been cleaned up, but that's
cow intestines.
Stench, that's going to stay around for a while. That smell.
That smell. Good for you, buddy. Man, oh man. And can I tell you, Look at what they're using to try to pick up these little bitty pieces of cow intestine. It looks like they're using, look at that. I'm sorry, I know that this bucket that they're using, you know, this bucket that they're using, I mean, it's good for moving a lot of dirt and stuff, but it's just not the correct tool to pick up cow intestines.
That smell.
That smell. Man, those are some. Man, look at those intestines.
Indescribable. And I should have on a mask like you right now.
Todd Scott says.
To pick up little Tegan from daycare.
Little Tegan from daycare. I'm sorry. If this guy was on in Orlando, I would watch every single news report he did. Little Tegan, who was being picked up from daycare. Let me see if I can rewind that a little bit.
Scott says she had to pick up little Tegan from daycare. She drove around.
Oh, man. It's a lot of cow intestines. See, but I don't even know where this is at. You know, growing up in the South, I've been to a lot of butchering of a cow from start to finish, where you shoot them, you drag them to the area you're going to clean, you come along them up a little bit. Yeah, it is Houston. You're right, Tommy. I've seen the guts come out of a cow. I know a lot of people think this is disgusting, and it is. But, see, I don't know if this was a professional business or whatever that dropped these cow intestines, because here in Florida, we got this little rule, like if you're helping somebody move and whatever you're transporting happens to fall out of the truck, in Florida, it's just like a unwritten rule that you just drive like you never saw it fall out the back of your truck. You just keep driving. You know how many times I've helped people move and I've had a mattress fall out? Just keep going. Keep driving. Act like you don't know what happened. I know that's the very inconsiderate thing to do, but no, you just keep going. You just keep going.
I threw this.
End up pulling up to her daycare, got out of my car and couldn't figure out what the bad scent was. Walked back out with her. And stuff was hanging from the bottom of the car and flies were swarming.
City officials said,
I'm sorry, but this bucket is not gonna cut it to clean up these cow intestines.
A cow intestines littered the corner of Hardy and Cavalcade.
Where are all the stray dogs at? You know, there are so many stray dogs that are in some communities. Where are the stray dogs at when you need them? Why are the buzzards not out there cleaning this up? You know how many stray dogs those cow intestines can feed? Cats would even eat them. Feral, like, wild cats, they'd love to eat some cow intestines.
Someone called in the stench around 4 o'clock Wednesday.
It's horrible. Like, most people that are walking around are gagging.
Jerry Benoit had just come home.
Started looking around and then saw the city truck pull up, and they're scooping innards off the road.
And now the guy is out there power washing. This old dude is out there with his visor, or no, his old, like, worn-out hat, and he's power washing the cow intestines into the sewer, I bet.
He says the city quickly cleaned up the mess, but that horrible...
And they're out there throwing bleach on the
smell?
Yeah, it's going to be here a while. It's going to linger a bit.
I have not ever encountered anything like this before, so...
Never smelled any pig intestines? And that's not me trying to be, like, shocking or anything. I've lived in the South. I know what chitlins smell like, and I'm white. Sorry. I think Houston's considered to be in the South, so... don't act like you've never smelt intestines before.
This is a first, but definitely the worst smell I've ever smelled.
Now, we did reach out to the city of Houston to see if they knew who owned the truck which the intestines fell
from. The intestines where they fell
from? At this point, we're still waiting to hear back. In Houston, Xavier Walton.
In Houston, Xavier Walton.
KHOU 11 News.
Hopefully it didn't linger too much long.
Oh, man, that guy's got a sweet, basic voice. Listen to him.
News.
Hopefully it didn't linger too much longer for those folks. Xavier, thank you.
So we got cow intestines.
Kinds of stuff on Houston roads.
Get out of here. Get the
one Houston
fuck out of here.
Has
kick you.
Residents.
Remove from studio. Get the fuck out of here. And then I wanted to get into this story because I don't even know how many more that I'm going to be able to get into. Where did the, racist sidewalk, South Florida street haircut, pedophile metal. Where is the sandwich story? Oh, here we go. Sorry. I thought I was losing my goddamn mind there. I think this is nothing but a case of cancel culture going a little bit too far. This guy who has dealt with mental illness all of his life, has been in a institution, owns a sandwich shop. And people are all pissed off because of some of the words and descriptions that he used for the sandwiches at his shop. And people are demanding I cannot take these insensitive sandwiches. Like, seriously, like, what is going on, man? What is going on where now a guy that has mental illness, that he wants to, if anything, this story is bringing attention to mental illness, because it's something that we absolutely don't give a damn about here in this country.
Sandwich shop located on Main Street in Quincy has become subject of controversy because of its menu. Many took to social media calling out the names of the sandwiches, many of which are named after mental illnesses. Kason Frericks spoke with the owner of the shop, and he says it was never his intention to create a stigma around mental illness and hopes his shop can be a safe space for those who face mental health.
I mean, seriously, man, what are we doing? What are we doing with this?
Issues.
One of Quincy's newest businesses, Psychorific Sub Shop, has come under fire on social media because of its menu, something the owner says wasn't his intention.
So it's called the...
like crazy.
Hold on. What's the name of the... And this is some Karen. So it's Psychorific Sandwich Shop. I have no issue with that. Have no issue with that at all. This woman is out on, I will guarantee you right now, because I don't know much about this story. This woman has some type of personal vendetta against the sandwich shop owner.
Something the owner says wasn't his intention.
Terms like crazy, Looney Tune, psycho, those are not terms that are helpful to me.
What the fuck is going on? What is this woman? Isn't there so many other better things that you could do? Psycho? How is psycho offensive?
Mental health awareness, those are terms that actually add to the stigma.
And it led to an uproar on social media with posts being shared hundreds of times.
Jesus Christ.
People calling for the sandwich's names to be changed, especially a 3-foot-long party sandwich called the anorexic.
I'm sorry. I've dealt with mental illness all my life. It's something that people haven't taken seriously, and I really don't think that this woman actually cares about mental illness. But I will tell you this, a 3-foot party sub called the anorexic, that's hilarious. It is so absurd, it is so parody, it is so, I don't understand how anybody could think that that is offensive. A 3-foot party sub called the anorexic? Funny. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Girth Brooks says, I once ate a bipolar meatball. Karen hates subs. You just can't do that. First Amendment. She was a little chunky. Okay. Fish on Jay says, tribute. Keep the glasses on. What's the insomniac? That's a turkey and cheese. I don't get it.
Naming a 3-foot party sub actually comes across as mockery as opposed to mental health awareness.
It's a 3-foot party sub. What is this chick's name? Hold on, let me move this so I can see what her name is. Andrea Gorlich. You're just mad. You're mad that there's a 3-foot party sub that you can't partake in. Sorry.
Ernest.
But Psychorific owner David Schoengood says that was never the intention.
Oh, Tommy. Thank you, Tommy. It's that tryptophan, right? Turkey is supposed to make you sleepy, so insomniac would be the opposite. I mean, this, Tommy, you just proved my point. He's naming the subs at the complete opposite of what something would be. Turkey and cheese makes you sleepy because of the tryptophan. Okay. So, what's the opposite of sleeping all the time? It's an insomniac. What's the opposite of the anorexic? A 3-foot party sub. If nobody can realize that this guy is just having fun, what the hell is going on?
With the names. He says he has battled mental illness in his own life and at one point struggled holding down a job.
It got harder and harder and realized that, you know, I had needed a little help. So, you know, I went into the hospital and got some.
Okay, so I'm sorry. This guy has gone through and battled mental illness. I think this guy gets a pass.
Help, and with the stress and anxiety of depression and some of the other things that are going on, I was able to.
You guys could have put him in a different position because I can barely see his face from the lighting. Come on.
To get through that.
Schoengood says he wants his place to feel welcoming to everyone and promote mental health awareness the right way, including changing his menu names if necessary.
I'm more than willing to talk to anybody.
Don't do it.
Because I believe in people. It doesn't make any difference today with all the stigmas, not just.
I mean, Tommy Largo brings up a great point. Seems like he's using his personal experience in a positive light. But no, somebody had to get offended.
Mental health. But everything else that's going on, I have no problem helping people.
Seems like a cool place. I would love to eat at a place like this.
That's my big thing.
I actually appreciate the owner trying to bring mental health awareness through his business. And I believe that this business could have a really strong
customer. So then why are you busting his balls, bitch?
Customer base. I think that just a rebranding of how things are being presented towards mental health awareness.
Oh, yeah. I need you to tell me how I should run my business.
This would be really helpful.
And maybe a sandwich can bring us together a little bit more.
Maybe a sandwich can bring us together a little more. It's so corny. I like it. I love it.
And Schoengood says he hopes people in the community are willing to give his business a second chance, and he is also open to suggestions on how to improve. In studio, Case and Frericks, back to you.
This guy just needs to tell people to fuck off. He really does. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for joining me this week. I want to thank everybody that's been supporting the show. Make sure you download the audio version. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, 315live.com, Google Podcasts. I could keep going on and on and on and on. Subscribe to me on YouTube or subscribe to me on Twitch. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you on Monday.